June seemed to be in some sort of morning trance. She didn't even notice the drips of milk sliding down her chin each time she scooped a spoonful of cereal from the bowl to her mouth. Disgusting, I thought. I silently wondered what I could do to get the morning off to a better start. Their mother hurried into the kitchen as if she had read my mind. "Hurry up, you two! You're going to be late for school!" My ears perked up. School! I couldn't wait! I was actually going to school. There would be hundreds of kids there. They would all love me. I ran upstairs to get my brush for Jed. Today, my appearance would be more important than ever. When I came down, Jed's family was racing out the front door. My heart ached. They weren't taking me to school. Suddenly, although I thought I was alone in the house, I had the feeling someone was watching me. Scanning the room, I noticed a cat standing on the rug in front of me. His back was arched, and his teeth were showing. He looked like a fur-covered hissing statue. Where did that thing come from? I wondered. I quickly solved the mystery. This was the old family pet. He had made himself scarce when I appeared. With Jed's family away, he was here to challenge me. A scrawny, silly cat was standing up to me. I was beginning to long for the days when animals fled at the sight of me. I ignored the feline and took a nap.